This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Germany sells fewer cars in October.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now to the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Today we're seeing European growth slowing down a bit. German exports fell in October, but as Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports, there could be some good news for the global recovery in Germany's latest numbers.
Germany sold fewer goods abroad in October. Exports are expected to grow next year, but far more slowly than before. Budget cuts elsewhere in Europe are undermining demand for German cars and other products. But there's a silver lining in the latest batch of economic figures. The German recovery is now well underway. Unemployment's fallen to an 18-year low. And, says commentator Heinz Schulter, as a result, those frugal Germans are finally throwing open their pocketbooks.
It is because if the economy is in better shape, people are not so much worried about losing their jobs, and that means they start spending again.
Germany's European partners have long urged it to sell less and buy more, but no one should expect an American-style spending spree. German consumer demand is expected to rise by about 1.5% in the year ahead. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
There's a major media summit, the UBS Global Media and Communications Conference, the official title, in New York today. Cable giants are trying to figure out how to survive in a digital world. And HBO, remember Home Box Office for one, is considering some drastic changes. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
HBO is expected to lose 1.5 million subscribers this year. Cable analyst Richard Greenfield says the premium channel is facing competition from cheaper online entertainment, like Netflix.
I think HBO, you know, has reason to be concerned. How real that threat is still kind of to be determined.
So it seems HBO may now be listening to one of its most beloved characters, talent agent Ari Gold, on the show Entourage.
Wake up!
HBO is owned by Time Warner, and its chief executive, Jeff Bukas, said he may consider distributing HBO separately from traditional cable subscriptions. Lucy Hood researches media trends at the University of Southern California. She says HBO could be a hit on its own.
It would be an extremely interesting proposition to many consumers who don't subscribe to cable or satellite right now.
And that may help add to HBO's 28 million subscribers. Not that Ari Gold really needs a larger audience. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Global markets are all over the place right now. German export numbers, remember what we told you about just a few moments ago at play there, also continued worry over sovereign debt, this time in Spain, and the possibility that China could raise interest rates, all keeping investors lukewarm today. Wall Street yesterday, markets barely nudged forward or backward. The S&P and NASDAQ added a small fraction of a percent, but the Dow lost 3 points to close at 11,359. Marketplace
Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The Miami Heat play the Utah Jazz tonight in Salt Lake City. Considering Miami has an all-star duo with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, Heat fans aren't very happy with the NBA team's performance so far this season. They've already dropped 8 games. And for one South Florida bar owner who's staked his financial future on the Heat's success, the losses, well, they hurt really, really bad. From Station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman reports.
It's a Thursday night, and the Whiskey Tango Sports Bar is packed with Miami Heat fans cheering on their team. But there may be another reason why the place is overflowing.
One year, every time the Heat lose, we will pay your tab. And the way it works out is it's a $25 gift card every time they lose.
That's owner John Todora. And the damage so far?
We have reached into our pocket for just under $35,000.
Or so he claims. Todora says he'll have to sell more nachos and beer just to break even if the Heat keeps its current pace.
It's been incredibly frustrating. From a casual fan standpoint, I don't see a lot of heart out there. And maybe I'm taking it a little personal. Bottom line right now, while we've been a little busier, the money that we've made, we've lost.
But while the promotion hasn't been a moneymaker for the bar, it is scoring big with these patrons.
So who's rooting for the Heat here? Even if you guys get a free meal, you wouldn't root against the Heat?
Though Tavon McLean says it sure is tempting.
That's kind of 50-50. But no, not really. I'm a diehard fan. I show up for the free meal, but I'm a root for the team.
And bar owner John Todora says he has faith in his team and his promotion.
Looking long term, the reality of it is hopefully, even with the losses, and hopefully with some wins, people will remember the owners of Whiskey Tango were the crazy guys, you know, crazy enough to do this.
And as LeBron James nails a three-pointer, Todora's investment may indeed pay off come the NBA Finals in June. In Miami, I'm Phil Latzman for Marketplace.
And finally, 68-year-old John Toomey has been Santa Claus at San Francisco's Union Square Macy's for 20 years. But a joke he told an older woman didn't sit well, and he was relieved of his duties. When the woman sat on his lap, she asked him why he's so jolly. He said, because he knows where all the naughty boys and girls live. Well, the woman and her husband complained, and Santa Claus was fired. Toomey tells the San Francisco Chronicle he would never use the joke on children, only older people who sit on his knee. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us there. You can grab the podcast while you're there as well. And you can follow me on Twitter, Radio Chio. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Corporate downsizing left a lot of men feeling powerless and forced them to ask tough questions about their roles as men, husbands, and fathers.
Blue-collar workers were angry, upset about what had happened to them, but they weren't crushed in the same way that the white-collar workers were.
I'm Tess Vigeland, an interview with the director of the new film, The Company Men, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.